Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on meaning. In Hermann Hesse's book, Siddhartha, the main character proclaims, "I have always believed and I still believe that whatever good or bad fortune may come our way, we can always give it meaning and transform it into something of value." This is an extremely powerful quote. When you really unpack it, it means that no matter what happens, good or bad, if you are willing and paying attention, you can always create meaning from it. Why is this so important? Because no matter what happens, good or bad, you win. Attaching meaning to bad things enables you to learn the lessons and challenges you. Attaching meaning to good things encourages you and helps you see the positive changes and the progress you're making. If we dial back a bit at its simplest, we want there to be a reason we are here on this planet. The actual statistical likelihood for any one of us to have come to life is extremely low. So we tell ourselves there must be a reason. Why would this universe put us on this planet for no reason? It makes no sense. It can't be random. Mark Twain once said, "The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why." We look for a while and then life happens. We get on the hamster wheel and just get busy staying on that wheel. And when we try to think about our purpose, it's scary. Most people have no idea and get overwhelmed by the weight of that big question. Finding meaning in life is not as overwhelming as you might think, and it's certainly not as overwhelming as finding our purpose. Is my purpose to help humanity? How can little old me even know where to start? That's a lot of pressure. So let's forget about purpose for a while, because if we can create meaning, it can transform our life without having to answer the bigger purpose question. Meaning helps us make sense of the world, and it helps us deal with suffering. Somehow, we are more willing and able to suffer if something positive will come out of it. Sometimes we even suffer on purpose because there is an outcome that means a lot to us, and suffering is part of the process. Imagine remaining motivated if what you're trying to achieve has no meaning. It's very difficult to keep going. Meaning also gives us mental models we need to judge our actions and make decisions. In other words, if we're pursuing something that is important to us, we make different decisions. We are willing to take risks and suffer because we are pursuing something that means a lot to us. Meaning can be our guidebook, but it is greater than just having a list of principles to live by. It is much deeper. If we live a life of meaning, we develop a sense of control and can even survive and appreciate suffering. Finally, if we live a life of meaning, it helps us develop self-worth. We bring value to the world. Meaning makes life worthwhile. I'm here to tell you that you are important and you have something inside of you that you need to set free. You know I'm right, but you are afraid. You are afraid to fail. You are afraid to be judged. You are perhaps even afraid to be taken advantage of. And once you get through that fear, you're not sure where to even start. So let me share some simple tips with you so you can get on the right road without having to know your purpose. The first tip comes for free. Continue meditating. If you do this, you will lower the noise and you will start noticing small signals, like seeing that tiny light in your bedroom when it's totally dark. You won't be able to ignore it, and you won't even know how you hadn't noticed it before. The second tip is to find meaning simply in growing, in becoming better and wiser today than you were yesterday. Find meaning in the pursuit of your truth. You cannot lose. Just become the best version of yourself you can possibly be, and that will lead you into unexpected and joyful situations that you cannot have imagined or predicted. With that, we're going to shift into the observation phase, and then we'll discuss some simple actions you can take to find meaning in your life. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having a panic attack or you are afraid or nervous. First, I will describe the breathing process, and will then instruct you to join in. For now, just listen to the instructions. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of 7. Hold your breath to a count of 1, and exhale to a count of 7. 7, 1, 7. Let's do this together. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Repeat this exercise until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe at your own pace. Remember, 7, 1, 7. Congratulations. Learning to meditate helps lower the noise and enables you to see your North Star shine bright. This is why meditation is so important to your transformation. So extra congratulations today for getting through this meditation. Finding meaning makes life worthwhile, but it can also feel overwhelming. So let's talk about what you can do to find meaning in your life, and it isn't what you think. Finding meaning starts by being a little selfish, because you really can't truly help others until you start to get your own life in order. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to get on the right road. So first, find meaning in learning and growing. Cut your social media consumption and replace it with learning. Pick out a book to read. Start listening to a good podcast. Develop a new skill like learning a new language or a musical instrument. Eventually, as you learn and grow and you observe your own progress and build momentum, you will naturally want to help others do the same. And once you can connect your own progress with helping others, that is when learning and growing takes on new meaning. You build a learn, grow, help flywheel that is unstoppable. So relax and put on your oxygen mask on first. Learn and grow, and your life will be transformed. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.